and I'm not a Greek god. I'm just a minor half-deity." Grace missed what he was saying for the fact that the sound of his voice captivated her. How did he do that? How did he make his voice so erotically charged? Was it from his deep, rich accent? No, there was more to it than that, but for her life she couldn't figure out what. In truth, all she wanted to do was find a bed somewhere and let him have his way with her, to feel his luscious skin beneath her hands. She looked at Selina and caught the way Selina stared hungrily at Julian's bare legs and rump. "You feel it too, don't you?" Grace asked. Blinking, Selina looked up.
"Feel what?"
"Him. It's like he's the Pied Piper and we're all mice enchanted by his music." Grace turned about and noted the way women stared at him, some even craning their necks to get a better view of Julian. "What is it about him that just pulls us against our wills?" Grace asked. Julian arched one arrogant brow at her.
"Against your will?"
"Well, honestly, yes. I don't like feeling like this."
"And how do you feel?" he asked.
"Sexual," Grace said, before she could stop herself.
"Like a goddess?"
he asked, his voice dropping an octave. "Yes," she said, as he took a single step toward her. He didn't touch her, but then he didn't have to. His very presence overwhelmed her, intoxicated her, as he dipped that magnetic gaze to her lips, then to her neck. She swore she could already feel the sensation of his lips buried in the hollow of her throat, and the man hadn't even moved.
"I can tell you what it is,"
he all but purred. "It's the spell, isn't it?" He shook his head as he reached one hand out to gently drag his forefinger down her cheek. Grace shuttered her eyes as a wave of fierce desire scorched her. It was all she could do not to turn her head and capture that finger between her teeth. Julian leaned closer and nuzzled her cheek with his.
"It's the fact that I can appreciate you on a level the men of your age cannot."
"It's the fact that he has the tightest, gluteous rumpus I've ever seen," Sunshine said, interrupting them. "Not to mention a voice and accent to die for. I really wish someone would tell me where I could get one of those." Grace burst out laughing at Sunshine's unexpected comments. Looking less than pleased, Julian turned to face Sunshine. "Look at him." Sunshine gestured toward Julian with the pencil in her charcoal-covered hand. She also had a smear of charcoal across her right cheek. "When was the last time you met a man so well-toned that you could actually see the blood pumping through his veins? Your boyfriend is, well, way buff. Monster buff." Then, with a serious face, she added, "Lord, King buff." Sunshine turned her sketchbook around to where Grace could see her rendering of Julian. "See the way the light brings out the golden color of his skin? It's almost as if he were really kissed by the sun." Grace frowned. There was some truth to that. Julian leaned down at her, his blue eyes searing her with their heat.
"Come home with me, Grace," he whispered in her ear. "Now. Let me take you into my arms, strip your clothes from your body, and show you how the gods meant for a woman to know a man. I swear to you, you'll remember it for the rest of eternity."